The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, Social Security. We talk about estate planning, income taxes, your 401k, retirement planning, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because this is our year-ending wrap-up the decade, actually, show. And we're going to kind of talk about that. And but before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm, as the name implies, that specializes in retirement planning. We work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families in 43 states. Yes, indeed. And Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, actually for the eighth year in a row. So 8 years. Golly, that's just amazing. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are blessed. We are so honored, privileged to serve you as you go into retirement or as you are retired. So let's go over what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, you may not realize this because you probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about it as I do, but this is the first decade in over 100 years that we have not had a bear market. Did you know that? If you go back and you look at the 10s, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2000s, this is the first decade in over 100 years that we have not had a bear market. And so what does that mean? And I'll tell you in advance, I'm going to talk about it, but I'll tell you in advance. What it means to me is that this rubber band has been stretched pretty far. Because on average, we have about every 3 years a bear market. And I'll go into more detail in a moment. But if you consider, this is a decade without one. And normally we go, actually, it's 12 years. It's more than a decade. And so therefore, what do you think is going to happen next? You know, it's anyway, also, this week, since we are retirement planners and that's what we specialize in, when we talk to clients, I would say that the subject of Social Security comes up a lot. Okay, it's a big deal if you're going to retire or you are retired to plan ahead on how to do that. And so, what I want to talk with you about this week is when to apply for Social Security. All right, and I'll give you a hint, and it is that no matter when you take Social Security, they're going to pay you the same amount of dollars, okay? So then why wait? Why take it early? you know, why would you do any of that if the dollars you're going to get are going to be the same in the long run if you live to life expectancy? Well, I'll answer that question and help you to decide when to apply for Social Security later on in the show. Now, also, since it is the end of the year and it is the time to be thinking about New Year's and all that kind of stuff, we're going to talk about creating your 2020 financial plan. All right, we're going to go through some steps to create your financial plan for next year, and hopefully next year will be a prosperous one for you, and you'll have a wonderful year. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Yeah, but on this show, nobody stops us. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about when should you review your estate plan. And I would say that since it's nearing the end of the year and into the new year, this is the time to review it. But I'll go over with you several criteria that may encourage you or at least make you aware of it is time to review your estate plan. And of course, estate planning is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And so you want to do that in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way, I would think. And so we're going to talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, and we want happy squirts. That's important. Now, I want to tell you that 2019, for me, I mean, it's been a very eventful year, as I'm sure it has for many of you listening. But for me, the one thing that's going to stand out forever for me about 2019 is that it is the year that I turned 62 and actually became eligible for Social Security. Okay. It's like Social Security is for old people. All right. So all of a sudden I'm 62. I'm qualified for Social Security. And by the way, I did not take Social Security. I'm delaying it, just so you know. But I qualified to take it. And stop it. No. Stop. Most people listening don't even know what that sound is anyway. The teletype. Are you kidding? That doesn't even exist anymore. But anyway, so let's talk about the first decade in 100 years without a bear market. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, if you think about what's gone on in this last decade, all the stuff that's happened, and not a single bear market during the whole thing. So, first of all, what I want to do is describe to you what is a bear market and why you should even be interested in it, okay? A bear market is commonly referred to as a 20% drop from a market peak to the at least a 20% drop from its previous peak. So this can be an index, this can be an asset, it can be anything. You know, oil prices go from X down 20%, that's a bear market in oil prices. So 20% is considered to be, or more, is considered to be a bear market. So more specifically, when we talk about it on this show, we're talking about the S&P 500 index, the stock market, and that kind of a thing, because it affects just about everybody, you know, if you own stocks and your retirement plans and all of that kind of thing. And so we consider bear markets one of the three worst enemies, but we think it's the worst enemy, okay? The other two being inflation and taxes. And to the extent that you're able to control or mitigate or diversify the downward damage that those three enemies can create, then we think that'll go a long way towards your retirement security. So let's talk about, since 1928, this is kind of an interesting statistic. This is from Fox Business. Since 1928, the S&P 500 index, the stock market, has experienced 301 dips of 5% or more. Okay, so those are little bumps along the way. 95 corrections. Okay, so a correction is when the stock market goes down more than 10%, but less than 20. So since 1928, there have been 95 corrections, 10% or more. There have been 43 severe corrections, which is 15% or more, and there have been 33 20% drops or more. Okay, so what that means is that we have a bear market, as I mentioned, a 20% or more drop, about every 3 years. And the last one started, as I'll go over with you in a moment here, in 2007. So it's actually been 12, almost 13 years now since the last one. And if we have one every 3 years on average, then if the last decade had been average, we should have had four of them, and we haven't. So in my view, what's happened is that we, and why not? The reason I believe why not is because we have fueled the economies around the world with massive amounts of debt. We have borrowed and borrowed and borrowed. Governments, companies, people. Do you know that last week, I saw this on Bloomberg, the corporate debt has now exceeded personal debt in this country for the first time in history, meaning companies are more in debt than humans are, which is really hard to do. Normally, corporations are not, right? They're supposedly more fiduciarily, if that's a word, responsible. But okay, so here's a brief, let me go over some of the bear markets with you that have happened in the past. So, and actually, you know what? Yeah, so the granddaddy of all of them, of course, is the Great Depression. This was 1929 to 1932. Okay, so that particular bear market actually lasted 34 months. Okay, so it lasted about 3 years. And the S&P lost 86.1%. Okay, the Dow Jones went down 91%. So, yeah, and the stock market crashed on October 29th, 1929, and it marked the beginning of the Great Depression. And today, even up to today, it is the most famous bear market. And so that was a terrible time for everybody involved. Now, I want to go over with you the others and give you some forecasting on what I think is going to happen next year. But before we do that, let me tell you, if you are over 50, if you are retired or you are retiring soon, then... Yes, and I know there's a lot of you. Then you know what? We would love to meet with you and see if we can help you. Okay? So what we, if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. That's Retirement Planners of America. So rpoa.com. And if you go there, you will find lots of information there that can, we think, help you. Okay? So first of all, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have articles on everything from diversifying your 401k to pensions versus lump sum payments to, when to take Social Security, how to protect from bear markets, all kinds of best investments to fight inflation with, developing your financial plan, all kinds of stuff like that. Now, while you're there, if you are so inclined, you can also sign up to go to one of our seminars, and we have seminars near you, and if you can attend those, that would be fantastic. We have webinars as well, if you prefer to watch it online. We also have the ability for you to meet with one of our retirement planners, and we have retirement planners that are certified professional retirement planners. They are there to help you to build and or to maintain your retirement plan, and we'll meet with you at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic, and if not, we will part friends, and there's no charge or obligation. Okay, so take advantage of those resources. Our website is rpoa.com, and we would love to meet you and see if we can help you, and that would be wonderful. All right, now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go down memory lane. We're going to talk about the 9 worst bear markets since 1928, and we're going to talk about what happens next in our view going forward. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack, and this is our special New Year's Eve show, so I hope everybody is going to have a safe and sound New Year's Eve. Behave yourself. Don't get crazy. I want you here next year. I want you to listen to the show. I don't want to lose my audience because people do crazy things over the new year. So I'm glad you're listening. Thank you. I am Ken Morave, the host. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, very exciting years. And I do. And I am also a founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that, as the name implies, specializes in retirement planning. And we now work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families in 43 states. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time. this year. So we're very proud of that designation. We are obviously, we love getting awards, as anybody would, but without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, we thank you, we are honored, and you know, this year, thank you for being with us. And we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want you to have financial peace of mind, okay? We want our clients, you know, our goal is for retirees in America to have financial security. That's what we want, okay? We want to help that happen. And secondly, we want you to have your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have peace of mind, okay? So those are our driving mission statements. And to make that happen, we believe that the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being are inflation, taxes, and bear markets. And over the last decade, it seems like we haven't had either of the three. You know, we've had lowered taxes. We've had the lowest taxes this last decade. You know, even before the Trump tax reductions, they were still historically low. Now they're very low. We've had inflation relatively benign. And we've gone through a decade with no bear markets. So the three worst enemies to your financial well-being, they've been in hibernation for this last decade.
I love you, man.
I love you back, man. And so as I was talking about in the last segment, you know, we believe of the three, bear markets are the worst enemy to someone who is retired or retiring soon. And, you know, I gave the example, for example, of the September 29th, the stock market crash that preceded the Great Depression. It went down 86%, the S&P did, okay, the stock market. And it lasted almost 3 years, and it took 25 years to get back to even. 25 years. Okay. Now, I want to highlight these for you because we believe that if you want to retire and something like that were to happen, you know, think about it. If the stock market went down 86% over the next 3 years, what would that do to your ability to retire? Or if you're already retired, what would that do to your ability to support the retirement you want to have? I would suspect that for many of you, it would be out of the question. Okay. And I don't want that for you. That's why we have in our firm a strategy. We call it invest and protect. And what we have is a strategy. It's not buy and hold. It's buy, hold, and sell. And in November of 2007, which was 12 years ago, before the stock market crash of 2008, we told our clients to get out because our strategy said it was time to sell. And that strategy is still in place right now, waiting to be employed to help protect our clients from the next one when it comes. And I will go into that more in just a moment. Now, 1946... there was a 37-month bear market. That one went down almost 30%, and it was triggered by the year after the end of World War II. So it was just after the war ended. There was devastation everywhere, and it was a bear market that came with that. Here's one. This one was a 28%, or this was in 1961, and this one was triggered by the Bay of Pigs military invasion and also the Cuban Missile Crisis. So people were very worried about what that was going to bring, and started the Cold War and all that kind of stuff. And so that was a big driver behind that particular bear market. The next one is 1968, and this one lasted a year and a half, and the market went down, the S&P, 36%. Okay, so that was a pretty bad one. And this one was Richard Nixon. It was just elected president, and there were riots, assassinations, and tensions within the U.S., and the involvement in Vietnam and all that. It was a very, very difficult time for our country, and it accompanied with high inflation, and all of that put together resulted in that bear market. Then the next one, which actually I remember because I experienced it, was 1973 through 74. And this one, the S&P lost almost 50%, and this one lasted almost 2 years. Okay, this was a bad one. Now, this one was triggered by the oil crisis and high inflation and high unemployment and stagflation and all the stuff. It was a terrible, terrible time also for our country back then. Now, that was followed by the bear market of 1980, which was soon after that. And that one's commonly called as Volcker's bear. You know, Paul Volcker, who recently passed, he was the Federal Reserve Chairman. He decided, along with Ronald Reagan, that they were going to squeeze inflation out of the system by driving interest rates up so high to get rid rid of inflation. What it caused was massive unemployment and all kinds of terrible things like that. And so it was bitter medicine. It caused a bear market, but it did resolve the inflation situation.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Yes. And then 1987, I think a lot of you remember that one, 34% drop. That was a big one, surprised everyone. To this day, nobody really knows why that one happened. There's no actual thing you can point to. Y2K, that one was a 49%. That was the dot-com bubble burst and triggered the bear market. That one lasted 2.5 years, and the market lost almost half its value. A lot of you lived through that one and remember it. And, of course, 2008 was a 57% drop, and that one was the real estate housing bubble that burst and caused the credit crisis, and that was a 57%er, and I'm sure many of you remember that one vividly. So what's the point of all of that? The point of all that is, know thine enemy, I guess is what I'm saying. And I believe that if you are retired or you're going to retire soon, that a bear market could severely derail your plans. It could cause you to have to rethink everything, and I don't want that for you. So in our firm, as I mentioned, we have our buy, hold, and sell strategy.
I see. We're on a mission from God.
We are. We want you to have financial security during your retirement, and that's so important. And so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can avail yourself of our resources. We have videos, podcasts, articles. We have all kinds of information on there that will help, we believe, to build your retirement plan, give you information to make informed decisions about Social Security, et cetera. Now, while you're there, there are three things you can do. One, you can get my market alert email, which goes out weekly, and we have tens of thousands of subscribers to that one, so you can get that if you'd like. We also have our the ability to meet with one of our retirement planners. You just simply click on Meet with an Advisor, and you can schedule a time to sit down with them and visit. If we can help you, fantastic, and if not, you know what, that's fine too. There's no charge or obligation, and we'll part friends. So take advantage of that.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what, Bogey is right. It absolutely is, and at the same time, you can learn lots of good stuff. So go to our website and browse around, have at it. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about when to apply for Social Security and how to create your 2020 financial plan. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am the CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm, as the name implies, that specializes in retirement planning. We now work with over 8,500 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. And we'd love to work with you as well. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, this show is designed for you. Our financial advisory firm is designed for you. And in fact, Forbes in 2015 named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers.
Wow!
Yes, wow is right. But you know what? Without our clients, Jack, my producer extraordinaire, and by the way, thank you for another great year. You know what? You did a great job this year. Thank you. But without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. Forbes wouldn't even know who we are. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you for another fantastic year. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish all of you as well a great New Year's and a happy New Year. And again, as I've said throughout this show, please behave yourself over the New Year's Eve parties. Have a good time, but don't go crazy. I want you back next year listening to the show. I want you to retire, become a client. I don't need you to mess yourself up and do something crazy. So we're going to talk now about something that pretty much comes up, I would say, a lot, most of the time even, with our clients. And as you know, we have two goals for our clients. One is for you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to relax, enjoy. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun. But also we want your money to last as long as you do. And that's a very important part of everything that we do. We look at how to sustain the lifestyle that you want, to achieve the goals that you want, and have your money last as long as you do. And an important a very important part of that is planning around Social Security.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes. And so one of the big questions, of course, is when do you apply for Social Security? Okay. Should you take it when you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70? And so let me, first of all, that is basically one of the most fundamental questions is when to apply. And it's not 65 anymore, okay? So full retirement age for baby boomers now is between 66 and 67. But Social Security benefits, you can claim them anytime between the ages of 62 and 70, okay? So it's crucial for you to understand how claiming early benefits will reduce the benefit you'll get and actually for life. That's the important thing. If you take it before your normal age, it is your normal retirement age. It is locked in for life. And also, if you wait, you get delayed benefits that will increase your benefit until you reach age 70. And then there's the consideration of spousal benefits. If you're married, then you have to coordinate with the fact that you have a spouse and the income, et cetera. And I've covered that on other shows. So one of the questions that, you know, one of the things I've said on the show is that regardless of when you take Social Security, what they've done is they've calculated to pay you the same dollar amount by the time you die, okay? They figure out what your life expectancy is and the expected date of your death, and they calculate how much to pay you. So the longer you wait, the more they're going to pay you, but they're going to pay you for fewer years. If you take it earlier, they'll pay you less for more years, but if you add up all the dollars that they're expecting to pay you, it's the same number, okay? So it's the same number of dollars. So the question you may ask is, well, why delay claiming if you're going to get the same amount of dollars? Okay, why not take it at 62? It's the same, right? Well, the reason is, there's two reasons. One is there's a survivor benefit, meaning that upon your death, your spouse can get your Social Security or theirs, whichever is the higher. And so the longer you wait, the bigger the benefit they will get is upon your death if you die first. And then secondly, if you think that you're going to outlive the life expectancy that they think you're going to have, if you have longevity in your family and you've been, you know, your mom is 98 years old and she still goes to dance classes and mows her own yard, then, you know, maybe you're going to have a longer life than the life expectancy tables say, and therefore waiting and getting those larger benefits for a longer period of time may make a lot of sense for you. Okay, so there are reasons why you may want to delay claiming till later, but there are also reasons why you should take it earlier. That's why you should talk to one of our retirement planners, okay? And if you want to, we'll help you to build your retirement plan, taking into account when and how to take Social Security, but also how much money you have, what your cost of living is, what you want to accomplish. We'll talk about protecting what you've built so that, you know, when the next bear market comes, you have a game plan to address that, how to fight inflation, you know, how much can you retire? Do you have enough money to do so? All those kind of questions we want to help you with, and lots more. So if you go to our website.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you're welcome. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America. And while you're there, we have all kinds of educational information for you. We have videos, podcasts, articles. We podcast a show every week. You can listen to each segment individually, separately, if you'd like. And also, while you're there, if you'd like, as I mentioned, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can sit down with one of our retirement planners, and they will build the entire plan with you. We'll look at a cash flow plan. We'll look at decisions on Social Security, all of that. No charge, no obligation. We will part friends regardless. We want to help as many people as possible to have security during their retirement. And if you become a client, that's a bonus, okay? So
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I agree. It absolutely is. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about creating your 2020 financial plan. All right, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, and this is our very special New Year's Eve show, and we're talking about all kinds of stuff that you talk about at the end of the year. But before we talk, and in this segment, I want to talk with you about how to create your financial plan to get ready for next year and have a hopefully a prosperous year. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe. I am the host, and I'm also the CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And as the name implies, we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. Our goal is for you to have financial security during your retirement. We want that for you. And we also want you to have peace of mind. Don't worry about it, okay? We consider your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. And our firm is called Retirement Planners of America. We work with over 8,500 families in 43 states, and we're honored and blessed by that. And also, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the eighth year in a row. But that's, and as wonderful as that is, and as much as I love to say that, I can tell you that if we didn't have all our beautiful and wonderful families that we serve, our clients, we would have nothing. Okay, so it's all that. I know which side of the toast my butter is on. So you clients, thank you. All right, we're going to talk now about creating your financial plan. So the first thing that you want to do when you're creating your financial plan is you want to sit down and determine where you are now. And you know, the example that I've used on previous shows, and I'll use it again because I love using it, is that if you're on an airplane that is flying across the Sahara Desert and you're headed to Cairo, okay, you want to land in Cairo, and the plane crashes in the middle of the desert, and after everybody has been made sure you're taking care of everybody and everybody's safe and sound and you kind of made a camp and all that, what's the first thing you need to do now? Well, the first thing you need to do is figure out where Cairo is from where you are. Because if the goal is to get to Cairo and Cairo is north of you and you think you're north of Cairo and you start heading south, you'll never get there. Okay? So you need to know where you crash landed first before you can figure out how to get to Cairo. All right? So to get to your retirement, to have the plan, we need to start with where are you now? How much money do you have now? Where is it invested? What are what's your health? What are your goals and aspirations? What are the expenses that you have currently? What are sources of income you're going to have when you're retired? We want to go through all those things with you to determine, where do you sit today? Okay, now once we have all of that, then the next step is to say, okay, what is Cairo? What does that mean to you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to have happen? What does your retirement look like? You know, we've had people say, well, my retirement looks like I'm living in a travel trailer and I'm traveling all over the country and I'm playing golf in all the major golf courses in the country. And my goal is to have 50 golf balls from the 50 best golf courses in the whole country. You know, I actually met a couple that did that. Another one is, I met this couple. They said they wanted to hike the top 10 mountains in the country. So you have active people. You have others who say, all I want to do is cuddle up with my baby grandchildren and enjoy them, and that's fine too. All right. So Disney World may be in your future. So whatever your Cairo looks like, where do we want to be? What's the goal? Now, once we know that, then we look at where we are now, and we look at where you want to be, and is there a gap? If there's a gap, then we got to roll our sleeves up and get to work and figure out how to build that plan to get you there.
All fascinating. Right?
Yes, and also very logical, Mr. Spock. And so we want to build that plan with you. We want to talk about, what you need to save. And we want to get you to what we call your magic number, okay? So the magic number is the amount of money that we calculate for you to determine what we think is the amount of money you need to be able to retire on to satisfy that standard of living that you'd like. Now, if you're there already, then glory hallelujah, it's time to retire. And so we'll tell you that too, okay? So we sit down with you, we calculate it all, and if you're ready to go, then let's do it. And your next assignment after we do all that is to reserve your cruise or whatever it is that you wanted to do when you retired. So first thing is, where are you now? Now, where you are now is easy on the surface, but it's an exercise, okay? Because one of the things we want to figure out is your cost of living. And so your cost of living for many people is a difficult exercise to figure out, okay? So what I mean by that is everything you spend money on, except for income taxes. So if you give money to charity, if you give money to your kids or your grandchildren, if you go out to eat, you travel, whatever it is that you do, it's all, in our view, part of your cost of living. And so we want to look at all of those things. Then, once you are retired, what will your cost of living be there? Okay, you won't be driving to work every day, but you'll replace that with more golf or whatever it may be. So we want to look at that as well and figure out what your expenses are going to be. We want to know what the sources of income you'll have during your retirement. Most of you, the only thing you'll have is Social Security. But others are lucky enough to have a pension. You may have real estate income. You may have a rich uncle that's sending you $30,000 a year or $15,000 a year, since that's the gifting amount they can give you. Whatever it may be. Okay, we want to know all those things and then build that cash flow plan for you and see if you're ready or if you have work to do. If you do that, we think it goes a long way towards achieving the two goals: for you to have financial peace of mind, and secondly, for your money to last as long as you do. And we would love nothing more than to do that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Okay, that's our website. And while you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you click on that, we'll schedule a time to visit with one of our retirement planners. They will sit down with you and do all the things I just mentioned and a lot more. Help you with when should you take Social Security decisions, how to take those, diversification of your investments. We also believe that one of the foundational things of our philosophy of how we manage our clients' monies. So we don't just give you advice, we also help you with your investments. And that is that we believe that buy and hold, which that's the philosophy of buying a quality bunch of investments, and you diversify, and then you rebalance periodically, maybe quarterly, and then you're done, right? You just go get a hammock, and you sip mint juleps, and you're in the Bahamas and you're done. Well, we don't think that's right, because as I talked about at the top of this show, there are these things called bear markets. And those bear markets, in a worst case scenario, like the Great Depression, can take over 80% of your money away from you. 2008 took half of a lot of people's money away. So you got to be ready for that kind of thing too. And so you need to have, in our view, a buy, hold, and sell strategy. Okay.
No doubt about it.
A strategy to protect what you've built as well. And we want to build that into your plan also. So all of the above is available to you at rpoa.com, and take advantage of it. We want to help you if we can, and we want to do it at no charge or obligation, and we'll part friends whatever happens. Okay. So rpoa.com.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, you're very welcome, Jeannie. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about when should you review your estate plan, and I bet you the answer is right now. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Did he say flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And I think a lot of us are going to be wallowing in champagne over the New Year's Eve party season. So I wish all of you a wonderful and very happy New Year. And as I've been saying throughout this entire show, don't go crazy. Don't do something stupid out there with all that champagne flowing in you, okay? Be wise. Be smart. I want you to be here next year. I want you to be a client of ours. I want to help you with your retirement planning if I can. And I can't do that if you do something really dumb. So happy New Year, everybody. And, 2000, this decade has been a decade without a bear market. That's the first time in probably longer than 100 years, but I've only looked back 100 years. And that's the first time. And I believe that we are setting up. I think the rubber band is stretching and stretching, and it is going to snap. And I think we're headed for a bear market to catch up, because if we had held to the averages this last decade, we should have had three of them, and we didn't. Okay, so therefore, I think we're way overdue, and I think one's coming, and I think anyone who's considering retirement or is already retired should have a game plan to address that. So our website, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. We work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon. And if you go, we are fortunate that we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, and it's so wonderful. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time this year. And we're very proud of that. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you so very much. Happy New Year. This is the time of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. Okay, and that's estate planning. And so this week we're going to talk about when And how often should you review your estate plan? Okay, so we're going to go through that with you here. But before we do, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, it's how often and when should you review your estate plan? Now, generally speaking, I would say that it would be a good idea for you to review your estate plan once a year. Okay, so if you haven't, just, you know, do it early next year. Celebrate the holidays first, the New Year's. But once a year at least. Now, I want to go over with you what could cause it to accelerate beyond that. Okay, so first of all, if you have the birth or adoption of a new child or grandchild, if a child or grandchild becomes an adult. Okay, all of a sudden you got new things to think about. If they need educational funding, you want to create some dollars for them to go to school with. If there's an unfortunate event such as a death or a change in circumstances to somebody that was named in your wills or your documents or who was an executor or a guardian or anything like that. Changes in the number of dependents. You have a new family member. Okay, that's something. Changes in you or your spouse's financial situation or goals. A marriage or divorce of anybody that's in your estate plan, illnesses, disabilities of you or your spouse, changes in your life, long-term care insurance coverage. If somebody bought a new home or a large asset, if anybody borrowed a large amount of money, that's an important thing to plan against, you know, because the moment you borrow large amounts of money, guess what? You've created a liability that could harm your estate potentially. Large increases or decreases in the value of your investments or your assets. Okay, that could happen. That would be a good thing. If your spouse receives a large inheritance, or you do, or a gift, changes in the estate tax laws. You know, Donald Trump changed the laws, increased the estate tax exemption dramatically, and that created a whole bunch of new planning opportunities. So you want to look at, when laws change and all those kind of things. If somebody in your family becomes disabled or becomes ill, you want to look at that, okay? So you want to make sure that they're taken care of if something like that happens. Also, if the executor or trustee that you have named in any of your documents becomes disabled or dies, okay? That would be something that you'd need to make a change to. Career changes. Maybe you've changed your job. You got a promotion. You started or closed a business, okay? So you changed your career, or your spouse did, or maybe anybody in your family did. And that's changed the situation. So what you can see is there's a lot of things that can cause you to have to go and not have to, you should go and look at your estate plan and amend it accordingly. Okay, and that's something that we do. We're not attorneys, but we do help you to ask the questions with our clients to review your estate plan and find areas that maybe you should be thinking about and that you can then improve upon. Okay, so at least once a year, but if something on this list that I just read happens, then maybe you should do it more often than that.
Glad we had this talk.
I am too, Jack. Now, as I mentioned, our website is rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America. And when you're there, we have a whole section on estate planning. So if this is a topic that interests you, you want to know more about it. If you go there, we have all kinds of stuff on there. Our previous podcasts regarding estate planning and articles, all kinds of good information that I think you'll benefit from. Now, also, since we are retirement planners, that's what we do. I would like for you also to go to our website to find videos. We have a webinar actually on retirement planning. It's short and sweet, but I think chock full of great information that you can watch and educate yourself. Also, while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. We have a lot of seminars on different topics that might interest you. Also, we have the ability for you to visit with one of our retirement planners. And we have trained them. We have educated them. They are Social Security trained. They are, we want them to help you to make your retirement decisions. And if you'd like to take advantage of that, we'll sit down with you. We'll build a plan with you. We'll look at your cash flow. We'll do all of that with you, no charge or obligation. And as I said, if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, hey, you know what? We will part friends.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
And you know what, Dorothy? It is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So, you know what, folks? The show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I want to wish all of you a very happy new year, and here's to 2020. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is it the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.